We continue our learning of the Nishvas Tavim ben Menachem Rishon Chav Yaakov Pepirchav Solio. We are in Kalim Perichav Zayin Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah parallels the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah we spoke about a beged, a cloth that was woven 3x3 tefachim and became tamei medrash. This is a beged, the chain beged sha'arad bo shalosh al shalosh v'nipta tamei meis. If it's 3x3 etzbos, so that it's not large enough to become tamei medrash. It is large enough to have other types of tumah besides tumas medrash. The tumas maga, tumas tamei meis, tumas de nevela, tumas sheret. So that's the case of the Mishnah, and we'll see it will be very parallel to the previous Mishnah. The chain beged sha'arad bo shalosh al shalosh. And now becomes tamei meis. Now, what level of tumah does it have? So we know when it comes to medrash, if the zav sits on a mattress, let's say, sits on a rug, so the zav is an avatama, the rug becomes an avatama like the zav. When it comes to tamei meis, so we also have such a halacha. We mentioned this in the past. Cherev harehu kecholo, where we treat a kli, some claim it's only metal kalim, others claim it's all kalim, like the mace itself. So that would mean if, let's say, you have certainly a sword, that's what the Pasuk says, bachal al cherev, over mace. That's the language the Torah says. But let's say you have a spit, let's say a metal spit that touches the mace. The mace is an aviyavo satama. The metal spit becomes an aviyavo satama. Some claim that would apply to cloth as well, not just metal. Any kli will have that same status. And that would mean that if you have a cloth, and certainly a piece of metal that touches someone who touched a mace, so that person who touched the mace, remember the mace is an aviyavo satama, the grandfather. The one who touched the mace is an avatoma. So if you have a piece of cloth or certainly metal that touches this person who became tamei meis, so that remains an avatoma, just like the person is an avatoma, the person who touched the mace. So that's what we're discussing over here. V'chein beged sha'arag bo shalosh al shalosh v'nitma tamei meis. V'hishlim, so it was 3x3 etzbos, so it became tamei meis, this avatoma level as well. And then you didn't want to keep it so small, 3x3 etzbos. V'hishlim alav eskal habeged. And now you complete the weaving of the beged. And now we take one chut, one thread, off the original 3x3 etzbos. That original 3x3 etzbos that became an avatuma, that became tamei meis. So now that's lacking in its minimum shear. So the Mishnah now says, tahor mi tamei meis. We say that the whole cloth is no longer has the avatuma status that it had before, because it's not 3x3 etzbos anymore, the original cloth. But aval tamei maga tamei meis. But nonetheless, it is still tamei maga tamei meis, the whole cloth. Because besides that cloth becoming an avatuma from tamei meis, the cloth was also what we call that tumas beis hasdarim, the hidden tuma, which means it touched itself, it became a maga tamei meis. And not only that, because of that, the additional cloth that you wove to make the beged complete, that was more than 3x3 etzbos, that was mechubar, that was attached to the rest of the kli. So whatever is mechubar to tamei is also tamei. So that was touching the original piece, so that becomes a rishon, that's a rishon letama as well. Not al chut echad mitchila sova acharkach hishlim olav eskola beged. But what about the following? This is where you had the 3x3 etzbos cloth, and it became tamei tamei meis. But instead of completing the beged, well, same as the previous Mishnah, now you took out one of the threads from the original cloth before you continued to weave the whole thing. So now it's less than the tumas meis shiur minimum size. And now you completed the beged, the tahor. Then the whole cloth is going to be tahor. Why? Because originally, it's true when you had 3x3, it's supposed to become tamei meis. But then when you took, and not only tamei meis, it became a rishon letumah as well. Because it was touching itself. That's tumas beis hasdarim, the hidden tumah. But then you pulled out a thread. So now it's less than 3x3 at Bos. So now it doesn't have, none of the tumas remain. It doesn't have the tumah of tumas mace because it's less than the minimum shear. And because of that, it can't have any other tumah as well, the tumas mace astaret. So therefore, anything that you add on to that beged is going to be tahor as well. Now, this halacha is different than the previous mishnah. The previous mishnah, that which was 3x3 tfachim. So there, the cloth became less than 3x3 tfachim, but that's okay. It didn't have tumas mendras, but it had tumas maga. Why is that? Because a cloth that's less than 3x3 tfachim, it's true, it can't be tumas mendras, but it's still more than 3x3 etzbos. It's a minimum of 3x3 etzbos. So tumas maga remains. The tumas beis hastarim remains. The extra part of the beged that you wove, even after you took out that original thread, is also tameh, as a rishon l'tameh. But in our case, the minimum size of a kli to become tameh at all, tameh meis, tameh maga, tameh sheretz, and avail is 3x3 etzbos, finger breast. Now you took off a thread, now it's less than the size of any possible kli that's not susceptible to tumah at all. So there's no tumah, there's no tumas meis, there's no tumas maga, and the additional cloth that you were weaving on afterwards is also, of course, not tumah at all. And that's what the Mishnah concludes with. Mipnei sha'amru, because the Chachamim have said, shalosh al shalosh, if you have something that's 3x3, it's bos. Exactly, precisely. Shenis ma'et, and now it's less than that tor. It's completely tor. Avol shloshal shloshal shenis my bud. The previous Mishnah's case, where you have a piece of cloth that was 3x3 tfachim originally, and now it becomes smaller. So afal pisha tor mimidris. Even though tumas medris it no longer has tame b'chol atumos, the other types of tuma it still has. Perek chav zayin Mishnah tes. Sudden shehu tamei medrash. Here you have a sheet, zanava tuma, zav, let's say, sat on it, va'aso vilon. And now you made it into a curtain. What does it mean, a person made into a curtain? You can't be that he just thought about it. We've mentioned that before. A machshava cannot remove that status, but you need some type of action. So some will claim, we had this before a little bit, beishama beisilo. Some will claim, no, you have to actually trim it, and other, and Beit Shammai more strict, and Beis Hillel's opinion, no, just the fact that you're hanging it on putting in loops, or putting loops on it, so that it can go through the ring, so that you can use it as a curtain, that's an action. Either way, you have a sudden that was Tomei Medris, and now Aso Vilon, so Torah Menah Medris. It's Torah Menah Medris, why? Because people don't lie on it anymore when it's a curtain. Aval Tomei Maga Medris, but Tama Megas, Maga Medris it has. It is Tomei as a Rishon Tuma because it is touching itself. This is Tomas Beis Astarim, because yes, it was originally Tomei Medris. Now it's no longer Tomei Medris, but it was touching itself. So the Kli, this hidden Tumah that it had, it was Tamei Medris, and now it's true, it's a velo and it's a curtain, but since it has had Tumas Medris before, we have to say that this Kli, as a curtain, touches itself, which was Tamei Medris, and therefore becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. Amar Rabbi Yossi, I disagree. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of this Tumas Beis Hastara business. V'chi be'ez and Medris Nagazer. In what Medris did this really touch? Says the Bar Tanura. Once it loses its status to Tomas Medris, when you made it into a curtain, so then Hare Torah Legamri. So then it's completely Torah. Velo Nishar Bo Tumaklal. There's no Tumah that remains. Midi Dahave Ashivri Kalim. No different than a Kli that broke. Shame Torah Mi Tumas Legamri. What it took a Kli that broke, that was originally Tomei, now it broke. You say, oh, well, it touched itself, it's still Torah. No, it's completely broken. The fact that you're using it as a V-loan means that it's broken from its original status, so to speak, as Tumas Medris, as something that people lie upon. It was a sudden, a sheep people lie upon. No longer, it's no longer that. So it's like broken. Ela im kein naga bo hazav, tamei b'maga hazav. But what does that mean? That means that if you make it into a curtain, so this tumas beis hastarim doesn't exist. But let's say a zav touches it now, or another avatuma touches it, so then a kli can become tamei from an avatuma. But this is a new type of tuma that it has. The original tuma it does not have. So Rabbi Yossi agrees, of course, a vilon is a kli. Mikanu lahabok become tame. But to say that it should become tame as if it touched the original, that sheet itself. It touched the maga, the medrash that it had before. That's not true. That type of kli is, so to speak, broken. Now it was a sheet, and now it's a curtain. So it's, don't tell me that it touched midras and it's a rishon l'tuma. No, if there's new tuma, an avatuma touches the kli, so a kli, yes, can become tame from an avatuma.